Turkey and Israel have made progress towards finishing an agreement to restore ties. A senior Turkish official, foreign minister that is, official, and the Israeli prime minister's special envoy, as well as an Israeli general, met on London on Thursday. Ankara said they agreed the deal will be finalized in the next meeting, which will happen very soon. The two sides are holding talks on the normalization of ties. Turkey was once Israel's closest regional ally. However, ties collapsed following an Israeli attack on a Turkish aid ship that was attempting to break the Israeli naval blockade of the Gaza Strip. Ten Turkish pro-Palestinian activists were killed in that raid. Let's speak to Barry Grossman. He's an international lawyer, and he joins us via Skype from Bali. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Grossman. Now, first of all, ties between Turkey and Israel have been no secret in the past. However, what would you point to the main driving force behind this revival of relations?
Well, it's really difficult to speculate. I think the starting point has to be that we assume whatever is going on between Turkey and Israel, indeed most countries, happens through back channels and in secret. And what we're told through press releases only gives us a slight hint at the reality of relations between nations. Certainly, I can't think of any reason, given Turkey's recent position on Israel, why Turkey, of all nations, Turkey, would be seeking to normalize with Israel.
Well, it also obviously raises a question regarding the lives of those activists, those Turkish pro-Palestinian activists who were killed. There were settlements, however, never proper justice.
Well, I think the notion of justice is rather quaint these days. What we're seeing increasingly, almost on a monthly basis, is that the notion of human rights, of international law, indeed of domestic law in many countries, has gone out the window and been replaced with rule by policy, which in turn, to make it only that much worse, is based on the status of the people who come into contact with the system that is arguably abusing them. So we see it time and time again. Of course, the United States leads the way with its position on international law. It's too exceptional to be bound by international law, but as it suits the United States, seeks to hold every other nation accountable for international violations. Israel is another example, and of course, increasingly we're seeing it around the Atlantic world. Australia is a perfect example. It hasn't honored its obligations under the UN Convention on Refugees for a very long time, and clearly is looking at what's happening now between Turkey and the EU as a bit of a windfall. And a justification for its policies of violating the rights of refugees and returning them sometimes out to sea to die. That's the direction we're moving in. So we shouldn't be surprised when we see time and time again the rights, the basic fundamental human rights of individuals being violated en masse because it suits a policy that's been arrived at by the Atlantic world and its regional allies.
Well, speaking of suiting policies, in this game of basically international chess, if you might call it, for political leverage in the region, specifically when it comes to the Middle East, what does Israel get by strengthening its relations with Turkey and vice versa?
Well, that's the magic question, isn't it? I mean, I don't think it's any secret that certainly the Zionist occupiers in Palestine have for a very long time dreamt about realizing their greater Israel policy. Certainly Israel has never sought to define its borders except that it includes, in their view, a lot more than they have at any given time already occupied. When we look at the situation that's unfolding now, the normalization between Turkey and Israel, if indeed it was ever anything other than normal, and we juxtapose that with what's happening with Syrian refugees now being forcefully expelled en masse from Europe in violation of their basic human rights as guaranteed by the UN Convention on Refugees, we see a very dangerous situation being set up. And let me be clear about this. There really hasn't been any doubt whatsoever in the legal community about the fact that this arrangement of convenience, this self-serving arrangement of convenience between the EU and Turkey, is illegal under international law. And the paradox, of course, is that the convention itself has always been championed by Europe, which really never was shy about lecturing other countries about the need to respect the rights of refugees as guaranteed by the 1951 Convention on Refugees. What we're saying now, this is essentially the death knell of the convention itself. And with hindsight, I think it's fair to say that it was probably, therefore, never anything more than a tool to be used in the Cold War era to help to give refuge to Caucasians fleeing Soviet bloc countries. That is, it was apparently never seen as anything more than a relic of the Cold War. But these refugees, let's not be under any doubt about it, they are having, as a matter of policy, a decision has been taken that their rights, as guaranteed to them by international law, are forfeited. And they're being forcefully, against their will, repatriated, not repatriated, but expelled en masse to a country which virtually any expert, anyone who has any knowledge of international law, accepts is a very dangerous place for them to be sent, namely Turkey, because we can't overlook the fact, first of all, that Turkey is a belligerent in the Syrian conflict, and secondly, Turkey itself doesn't respect the principle of non-refoulement, that is, the obligation not to refuse refugees entering and not to send refugees back to a place where they're in danger. Turkey doesn't respect that right. It's now normalizing with Israel, which introduces a whole other dimension, since presumably that involves, to one degree or another, Turkey embracing Israel's agenda for the region. So it's a very dangerous situation, and there's really no way to dress it up. Indeed. Turkey is putting itself in the position of being every bit as hostile to the rights of individuals and groups of people as Israel is.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. That's Barry Grossman, international lawyer, joining us via Skype from Bali. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, sir.